I think you all think you know what will happen when you die.
And
I'm here to tell you that you probably don't.
Yes, we've all got different ideas, I'm sure.
Yeah, most people do. But it's usually different from what they expect. Or who they expect. Because you all know you're going to be met by somebody, don't you?
That's right.
But it's not always who you think.
No, it's not always relatives. It's because of the emotion.
Yes. And not only the emotion, it's not always true what you feel while you're living here.
No.
You might think it is, but it's not always. So sometimes it might be a bit of a shock.
Yes.
Well, don't worry, because there's people like me standing by to help.
Good.
Okay.
That's for them.
Especially when we've made some physical contact while you're still alive. But you know all that, I'm being told.
Yes, we do.
Somebody's saying, don't keep going around, Graham. They'll get bored.
No, we shan't. So you might be there to meet one of us.
Well, not meet you, but I might be standing by. That's my job, you see.
Right.
Helping in the beginning.
So, what does happen when we come over to you then? We're met by somebody.
What you expect. Depends on your last minutes. Depends on what you believe.
Yes.
And it depends who wants to meet you. Whether they've got other things to be doing.
Yes.
I don't mean that.
They couldn't have anything better to do than meet us.
Well, let me tell you, that's not true.
I'm sure it isn't.
Not that I want to disappoint you or anything, but that's not quite true.
No. I'm sure they have better things to do.
But if they love you, yes, they'll meet you when the time's right.
So, somebody meets us, and then what do they do with us?
It depends on you. Again, it depends on you and the conditions in which you come to us.
Yes.
If it's been a long illness, then you'll probably awake in one of our hospitals.
Yes, and they're very nice, I've been showing them.
Have you? Or were you on a trip in the low tap?
Lovely then.
Yes. But of course, if that happens, then you'll have many loved ones around you.
Of course.
Who'll be helping to bring you back to full strength and
energy. Right.
Because that's a natural progress of somebody who loves you. But you'll be well protected if that's the case. But the most dramatic moment is the moment when you see everything before you.
Yes, when we see our own lives.
That's
yes.
The dramatic part of any passing. And that's why we have people such as myself to stand by, to offer help, if we need it. Only if we need it.
And to help us overcome the shock of what we've done.
To help buffet you and to surround you and help you over probably the shock. Because most people are shocked at what they haven't done.
Right. What they haven't done more than what they have done.
Yes, it's not what they have done, but what they haven't done. And all their missed opportunities.
Yes. That could be a shock.
It's a very big shock, I tell you. And of course, it's very dramatic for many. There's many tears. Because we do have tears.
Yes.
It's not all happiness to begin with.
No.
But that soon dispels and you go on to where you should belong.
And And my friends and I all know that we only go to a place suitable that we have earned.
Yeah, oh yes, yes. You can only go to what you're entitled to.
That's right.
Yes, yes. And I have to tell you that there's the places that you wouldn't want to know about. But I'm not coming here to fight you. Because none of you will be going there if I can help you.
Good.
Thank you.
That's comforting to know.
Yes. The Lady Dawn doesn't sound too sure. Don't you worry, my dear. I'll take your arm, don't you worry.
Thank you.
Yes. Never mind. Anyway.
And then we go to whatever place has been prepared for us.
Not straight away. You could meet other people you've known first.
Mm-hmm.
Before that takes place, there's no set pattern. That's something else I've come to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
There's too many stories about this, that, and the other happening. Remember that you're all very individual people.
That's right.
And as such, you're dealt with in that way. There are certain factors which must be dealt with, of course, but it depends what your desire and your expectation is.
Mm-hmm.
You understand me?
Yes, we do, Ernest. Thank you.
Yeah, Ernest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, it's interesting what you're telling us.
You remember that before you pass, in most cases, that people are waiting for you.
That's the main thing, isn't
it? Yes, people are waiting there for you. So it's only right, if that is what you're entitled to, that your loved ones meet you at some stage.
Yes. And then after that, it's just like going, obviously, into a new place of existence.
Probably one of your loved ones will introduce you to your new place of abode.
Yes. Which they will no doubt have got ready for us.
Yes.
According to the materials we have sent them.
It all depends on how you lived your lives.
That's it.
Yes.
That's what I mean. If we don't send them the physically spiritual material, they can't prepare a place for us.
Of course not. Of course not.
And,
I wish more people could understand that. Yes.
Only a few evenings ago here I had somebody investigating their work, and he was surprised when I told him it wasn't all rose and rose and roses, milk and honey there.
If you think that, then I'm afraid you're in for a big shock.
They are, I know. That's what I tell them.
Yes. People expect everything to change, when in fact very little changes to begin with.
No.
You'll still be you, just without your old body.
That's it. And personality continues just as it is here.
Yes. Same as I've still got mine, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I still use my old name when I come back, don't
you? Yes, you don't need to use that where you are, though.
No. But you don't forget it, do you?
No, you don't.
Anyway, that's what I came to tell you. Don't have any set ideas. And you'll accept those conditions much more readily.
Mm-hmm. I am right, though, I think, in saying that the soul can reproduce the physical body without any complaints or illnesses or diseases, that sort of thing. But the spiritual replica of the physical body for recognition purposes.
Of course, yes. Yes, that's the power of the thought.
Yes.
That is spirit, it's thought. A land of thought. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Not everyone can manage to capture that to begin with. It takes time sometimes to discard that old body.
Does it?
Realize that you don't need a voice and you don't need physical things.
No, we do a lot of rescue work here for people who are in that condition.
Oh, I see. That's very good work. That's very good work.
You do a great deal of it here.
Yes.
Yeah, and we're pleased to be able to.
Yes, there's lots of it needed, I'm told. Yes, yes.
There certainly are some poor souls over there in need of help.
Yes, we have those who help, those in need on my side of life.
Mm-hmm.
Of course there is, there's got to be. Otherwise we'd be in a poor way, wouldn't we?
We certainly would.
Yeah.
We've all got to help each other, haven't we? In whatever way we can.
Yes, of course you must. Of course you must. That's what it's all about.
Well, how do you spend your time mainly, Leonid? What do you do?
I've just said I'm there to help those newcomers.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's telling me you've been told before
yes.
that going through the tunnel.
That's right.
That there's shadows, recognizable shadows. Sometimes that's part of my duty as well.
Is it?
But mainly I'm at the, how shall we say, the other end of the tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
When you've arrived,
when you come through,
the confusion and the traumatic experiences, I'm there to help and guide and protect.
Yes, somebody told us that they show themselves as lights in the tunnel.
Yes, but sometimes souls recognize them as outlines of people.
Yes.
It depends on their own spiritual knowledge, of mm-hmm. course. But yes, it's visible within that tunnel of light. Yes. Yes. So that's mainly my task.
And everybody has to go through that tunnel, irrespective of the way in which they pass?
Not always.
Not always.
That's the main function of passing. It depends if it's a dramatic, sudden passing. Then it could be that they just find themselves on the inside.
Yeah, I wondered about that.
Yeah, it's not all. It depends if it's a sudden death, unexpected death for that person, then they may just be confronted by someone who's waiting for them.
Mm-hmm. And then comes the difficulty of persuading them.
Yes, at least if you're traveling through the tunnel of love, then you're being prepared for that transition.
That's right.
But no, that's not, that's what I say. You shouldn't expect just one happening.
No.
Because there's many ways of passing.
Of course, we don't know in what way we are going when the time comes.
No, so don't be surprised.
No.
Don't be surprised and don't have fixed ideas.
No.
About what should happen.
That gives us a lot to think about and adds to our knowledge considerably.
Good.
So if you hear a shouting for you, you know who it is.
Oh, don't all be shouting at once, will you?
Well, it's a bit of an all go at once.
Well, I hope not.
I hope not, anyway.
I don't mind keeping busy, but that's ridiculous.
That's a bit much.
Yes. Anyway. I wish you all good luck in your lives, and I hope that you carry on to the very best of your abilities.
You should do that.
Because that's all you can do. You can't do more. Just try your very best.
Not at all.
Yes.
Just as you did tonight in coming through.
Yes. With a lot of difficulty.
Mm-hmm. But you surmounted them.
Yes.
You're glad you did, I hope.
I'm pleased to have spoken to you all. Yes, yes.
It must be very nice to have you as. And we do thank you a lot.
Let's take care of you.
You will do that.
Thank you for allowing me.
It's our pleasure to have you. And our love is with you, Alice.